Morning. Thank you for being here. You know, open, honest, and transparent government has been a promise and a priority of my entire term as mayor. City of Columbia values transparency in everything we do. It's part of our strategic plan, and it's part of my core values. You know, taxpayer-supported entities like the city have an obligation to give taxpayers access not only to their information, like public records, but also financial data. In 2016, I initiated an important transparency policy that the City Council unanimously adopted that helped us expedite sunshine requests, because access to open records in a timely fashion really helps reinforce public confidence and trust from taxpayers in their government. And last year, in 2017, the city executed a GovQA portal, a sunshine request portal, that really helps expedite sunshine requests in an online format. Since then, the city has processed over 2,000 formal requests for sunshine law records, and many, many more informal requests. That's an average of 8 sunshine requests per year. We have processed over 2,000 sunshine requests through that GovQA portal. And that's a good thing, because if it's created on a public computer by a public employee, with a few exceptions, it's a public record, and we want to get that information out to the public. Today, we're expanding our transparency efforts by launching the Citizen Transparency Financial Dashboard. It's an online portal that's going to give taxpayers unprecedented access to financial data from the city. And just like Columbia families sit down and look at their own checkbook to identify maybe errors or opportunities for savings, now for the first time, Columbia families are going to be able to look at the city's checkbook. With just a few clicks from our homepage at como.gov, people will be able to access the city's checkbook and see where the city's money comes from and where it goes. You know, citizens are going to have access to our expenditures, revenues, vendor payments, and payroll data. And it's important to remember that under the Sunshine Law, all of this information was already a public record. It's just now going to be available in a more easily searchable, online accessible format. I first asked for this dashboard in April of 2016, just a few days after my election. And now, for the first time, this data is going to be available in a unprecedented form. The Citizen Transparency Dashboard is really designed to be a one-stop shop where taxpayers can go to access an overview of our expenditures, how much revenue have we taken in by the general fund, that's sales tax revenue or other payments, as well as where it goes, whether it's payroll data or vendor payments to people that do business with the City of Missouri. And it really gives the public unparalleled financial transparency and analysis. You know, we now provide the public with easy access to expenditure information in the current fiscal year. We've also added the last two fiscal years, so you can start at 2017 and 2018, and then the 2019 fiscal year that just started October 1st. And residents and public officials, and I might add the media alike, can use this now to really track spending by category, by fund, by government area, or even by vendor. That portal is going to be updated every Friday afternoon, so that you're going to get the most recent financial data for that week for both the current fiscal year, but compare it to the previous two fiscal years as well. When it comes to public records, I've always said it's your information, with a few narrow exceptions. And I can tell you, with financial data, every dollar that the city receives comes from a taxpayer or a ratepayer or a family or a business. And that's money that could have been spent on groceries or education or creating jobs. Yeah, the public has a right to see the information and how their money is being spent. And this Citizen Transparency Dashboard lets them do just that. We've taken three important steps towards open, honest, and transparent government, starting with a transparency policy, our GovQA to expedite those sunshine requests, and now this Citizen Transparency Dashboard. And there's even more to come in the next few months. I'd like to ask Steve Sapp to walk us through the dashboard, and then I'm happy to answer any questions we might have. We've also got some other experts here if there's some features of the system that you want to know more about. So, Steve, you want to walk us through?
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that. Good morning. My name is Stephen Sapp, and I'm the Community Relations Director for the City of Columbia. We wanted to just give a brief overview test drive of how the Citizens Transparency dashboard will work and how you will access it. So we've made it as simple as we can by going to our homepage at como.gov, and on the right menu bar you will see a transparency records request and open checkbook. You simply click on that and you see that you can either submit a records request or click on the open checkbook. Now, this will tell you that you are leaving the official City of Columbia site and you're going to Tyler Technologies. Tyler is the software vendor that provides all of our core financial data analysis and so forth. And once you go to the site, you will notice that it loads up a dashboard. And this initially filters to the general fund, because that is the fund that most people are interested in. That is where the spending for public safety, law enforcement, fire, courts, and many of the ancillary departments that really run the day-to-day city business. And this is really the discretionary spending that is not set for any particular thing, such as utilities. You can see that the dashboard has some graphical data to it. It allows you to kind of look at different ways of displaying the data graphically. And so you can look at different things. This is the 2019 data, so that you can see 2017, 2018, and of course we have just started our 2019 fiscal year just three short weeks ago. So the reason that the data looks the way it does on the graphic display is that we simply are not very far into the year. That's also noted from the total general fund expenditures this year and our revenues. So it gives you just a quick overview of what the general fund looks like. You can filter it by different funds. You can go down and you can check all of the funds, which talk about capital projects, debt service funds, enterprise funds, and so forth. And once you do that, you can simply click and it will update the graphic information down below. The dashboard area up here will always stay on the general revenue, but you can certainly look at different things throughout the portal. As the mayor talked about, there are different quick site links that you can look at. So you can look at our expenditure overview. And when you click on the expenditure overview link, it's going to again default to the general fund. But you can see that it shows the 2017 general fund expenditures, 2018, and of course again in 2019. We simply don't have a lot of expenditures that have taken place. Some of the questions you might have is that it does show or appears to show that we have revenue remaining that we have not spent. And when you hover over that, it tells you what that is. It is important to note, and I know there will be a lot of questions, that we are displaying data that is sometimes year-to-date and data that is lifetime-to-date. So as it's explained during the budgeting process, sometimes there are monies that are not initially spent in that year that are carried over into the next year. So if you have a large capital improvement project and you start funding that capital improvement project in 2017, you may fund it again in 2018, 2019, and then the spend doesn't occur until 2020. That is because the department is simply saving the money to do that large expenditure project at a future date. So that's why you will see sometimes that it appears that we had revenue that we left on the table. That is oftentimes, or most often, I should say, earmarked for future spending. It does look that you can, again, graphically see how we have 2019 spending, 2018, and 2017, and how it compares. And then you have a lot of the other dashboard issues down below. We also have a revenue overview, so you can see where the money is coming in from. And in this case, again, it defaults to general revenue, but by using a filter, you can go back and forth and you can look at all the different revenue sources. And then again, it displays it quite nicely graphically and provides you with a visual picture of how that revenue by source is coming in. So it talks about operating transfers, sales taxes, other local taxes. And these are all the categories that are defined in our core software
funds and so forth. So what you're seeing is exactly what the finance department and what accounting and so forth is actually seeing and using the terms that they actually use to do that. You can also look at a payroll overview. And again, as the mayor mentioned, this has always been public data that has been out there. So you can look at either a payroll analysis, you can look at human capital analysis, and you can see what we've spent year to date, the number of active employees. This is what our base pay has been year to date, our overtime pay. And then it talks about the pay analysis and shows that on average it's a $23,388 expenditure per employee. Of course, that is just an average. So it breaks it down again into base pay, other pay, if they took sick leave or so forth, or how much additional compensation they received in overtime, and general employee expenses. So you can drill down quite nicely into all of this and kind of get an idea of what it looks like. You can also look at various departments. So in this case, you're looking at airport administration, airfield areas, and you can look at every department and division that there are within the city of Columbia if you want to do some human capital and some payroll data. Breaks it out by ethnicity, gender, and personal personnel status. So again, you can drill down into a lot of these different areas and really kind of figure out where the money is being spent. We do the base pay analysis. Again, you can look at all the different categories. It can display graphically what that is going to look like. And then we can get back into, and I'll come back to the payroll overview in just a moment, but it also has a link for fund description. So it talks about what those funds are. So when you're wondering what is a debt service fund, what is an enterprise fund, or trust fund, and so forth, you can find that information out pretty easily just by clicking on that link. One of the other things that we get a lot of requests for is vendor payments. So, of course, the city intakes money from various revenue sources, and then we reinvest that money into different projects, such as public safety. But oftentimes we pay vendors to do work that are outside the means of what we can accomplish with our own human capital. So, for example, we'll look at ConAgra of Missouri, which is probably where we buy a fair amount of concrete and so forth from. And once you click on that, it talks about the year that was spent. And again, we're focused on 19 right now. What fund that expenditure or investment came out of, what department that was using that. And then it breaks it down in some subcategories. And it tells you at the end of the day how much money we have spent with that particular vendor, and then it provides that total for you as well. So you can look at the information in many, many different ways. And I think the biggest encouragement I have for everybody is to take some time to go out and explore on the website. And by exploring and learning about what it does, you'll come to a better understanding of how city finances are actually looked at. And going back to the payroll for just a moment, and if you'll bear with me for just 1 second, I want to drill down into some of the payroll data that is available. I know this is where we get questions a lot of times. You'll find sometimes, again, this is using a lot of data. So if it appears to be loading just a little bit slow, give it just a moment. It's going to get there, and you'll be able to see it. But it is literally 3 years or 2.5 years worth of data right now, and that's a lot of data for these to pull up. One of the things we can do, and the mayor has graciously allowed us to look at him in salary and so forth. As you know, the citizens passed not long ago to allow the council and mayor to have a stipend. And so in this case, you can see that stipend is set at for the mayor's position at $9,000. In 2017, you can see what was paid out. And then so far this year, and you'll excuse me while we try to navigate over on the screen just a little bit here, you can see that what's been paid out so far in 2019. So you can use this. Yeah, So you can use this to break down capital, you know, filter by departments, by pay category, or by division, and so forth. So again, this is really a great start to what we want to be able to accomplish in an open and honest relationship with our citizens and constituents, to be able to show them how the money is taken in, how the money is reinvested into the community, and so forth. One thing to quickly mention, too, is that Tyler Technologies is a evergreen software solution. By that, what I mean is that they are constantly updating their software. Their software gets updated about once every 4 to 6 months. Tyler Technologies recently acquired a company called Socrata. And for those of you that look at different data portals, Socrata is truly a leader in being able to design and augment public data portals for public information. That acquisition is going to allow us to do even more in the future. Tyler has told us that they're planning a significant upgrade into the transparency module in 2019 that will be even more user-friendly than what this is. It will display more vivid dashboards and allow more analysis to take place. So as the mayor said earlier, this is a this is our first step into having data from our financial picture that is now available easily for you to find. It doesn't require a records request anymore to do that, or even when you're looking at the budget that we post online, you can get a deeper dive into it through this transparency module. Again, available at como.gov by clicking on the transparency tab over on the right menu side. And at this point, I think I would be glad to answer any questions that the mayor has or any things I didn't show. Sure.
So I'll just point out and then take questions. A lot of this information was that budget range. Are we within 85% of that budget range? Are we going over that? And as we get further throughout the fiscal year, you're going to get a sense of where we're underspending, overspending, and that helps the council make better decisions. It helps directors, department directors, make better decisions, and it gives the public really that firsthand, real-time view of this important financial data. So let me take any questions that you have.
Mayor, could you give us an example?
Well, Mark, as you know, we have a very robust electorate here, and I really see this being an opportunity to crowdsource more information. And as I said, just like families look at their own checkbook for potential errors or opportunities for savings, we have a very educated electorate here that I think are going to look at this and see how can we avoid duplication, or why did we have this expenditure on this date. And I think that engenders confidence in our decision-making process. I think the more information out there, the better. I think, you know, I routinely get around budget time suggestions for have you considered this? Having this information year-round, I think, not only makes government more responsive to the public, I think it probably makes government a little more accountable. Like, they're going to second-guess, gosh, is this the best price for what we're getting? Because it's going to be, on Friday, it's going to be on the city website, right? Yep. Roger? It is. I even noticed there's retirees on there too, so you can even see pension expenditures as well. So, and it's, again, it's important to note all of this information was a public record to begin with. We're just making it more accessible. The state, of course, has a similar website where you can see state payroll data for state employees. And as I think a lot of people, when they come to work for the city, are surprised that that's a public record, but it's public tax dollars, and now that'll be in an online accessible format.
And as far as the detail that's available, will someone continue to have to file an approved records request, for example, for
I don't know if that's a future add-on. It's not there now in terms of those reimbursements, unless that credit card vendor would be as a vendor payment, but it wouldn't be exclusive to that particular employee, if that makes sense. Right. And I don't know if that Steve pointed out, maybe go to the FAQs on the end as well. There are a few frequently asked questions there, and you know, what we know about this data is what is here today, and I think we're going to know a lot more by next week after the public has a chance to take it for a spin. There are some questions here that probably don't begin to elucidate the different search functions that could be had. Anybody that asks a question, I think if it's important to share, we're going to add them. Their question and the answers in terms of how to find specific information to this frequently asked question portal. Yes?
So does the Tyler update information itself, or is there
I think the city updates it automatically, and whether that's seamless or whether it requires a click from a person, we have the software module now. It's my understanding that every Friday that data gets swept from its source file and then updated here. I think what Steve was referring to is as Tyler updates that module, that software with different graphing opportunities or different data links, that will be updated and populate or at least show that data maybe in a different way. Yeah.
How much did this software cost the city?
That's a great question. Let's look. Maybe Steve has that question. I should have anticipated that, Sarah.
I should have anticipated as well, and I don't have the answer right now, but I will get the answer for you.
And keep in mind, we just updated the entire what's called COFRS system with the Tyler technology product, and that has been, that corresponded, I think, with my term, because it has been not without a lot of headache from our finance staff to get all that data. But I think the way we've now populated that data into these data sets is what really drives the opportunity for this data to be populated in a different way. But I'll find that answer for you. Yep. Anybody else?
I don't know that this was a motivation, but do you think having this information available will reduce the number of the staff time needed?
It's not, that wasn't a driving part on incentive on my part. It probably will have that byproduct, if you will. And you know, anything that we can do to make this data more, you know, easily accessible to the public, we should do. I think if anything, it might trigger additional questions like, what was this? You know, you spent $10 million on concrete. What was that for? Oh, it was for the airport. And, you know, being able to cross-tie that might make those requests a little more efficient because they're going to have specific dates and dollar amounts instead of a more generic request that staff then has to go try to call out exactly what they're looking for in order to be responsive.
So can you get updates on specific projects, or do you have to know the vendors that are working on those specific projects?
Probably have to know the specific projects, but I'll give you an example that's not on this that already exists. On Parks and Rec website, you can already look at voter-approved projects and how they're progressing and, you know, promises kept to make sure that those promises or that those voter-approved projects are being delivered and how much they cost. I think this is, again, the beginning stages of having that data available. But you can look by fund, whether that's Public Works or I noticed on their airport, et cetera, that give the viewer the at least that starting point for that information.
So you ask about Tyler Technologies, and so they are a listed vendor. So here are the expenditures in 2018 that we made with Tyler Technologies. Again, we're not quite able to drill down in this particular version to show exactly what this expenditure is for, other than what it, that it came from a capital project fund and through miscellaneous contractual. But it shows the amount of money that we've spent with Tyler on maintenance agreements and so forth. So my understanding is at some point in 2019, you will be able to drill down even further into this to determine exactly what those expenditures were for.
And that was that total amount, while it may be large, really reflects that entire IT package that updated what was probably a 30-year-old software, if any, something that we probably developed in-house that is now being updated and modernized for a modern city. Questions? Roger. I don't talk about politics in this building. Right now I'm focused hard just being mayor every day and making sure that I'm keeping the promises that got me here in the first place. Anything else? Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy as I've always regarded the media as a stand-in for the public, and I hope you appreciate this product as much as I do. I think the public is going to use it even more to really hone in on city finances, so that keeps us all accountable, and I appreciate your role in that process as well. So thank you for being here this morning.